A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
We'll come to order. Leading us in prayer this afternoon or this morning is Reverend Roger Eastland of the Pierfort Peer Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Michael Herman of Presho.
Let us pray. Great and gracious God, these are times of pain, suffering, and fear for many of our citizens. May what we do here bring you glory as we endeavor to give strength to the weak, a deeper sense of justice to the strong, and compassion to all people. Bless all of our men and women who serve in public, particularly our military. Bless our governor and our president, they might inspire all Americans to live up to the ideals of this great nation. God bless the Senate chamber, and God bless America. Amen.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstad, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 33rd day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
Mr. President, and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that on March 5, 2009, I approved Senate bills 6, 7, 22, 29, 31, 61, 65, 84, and 101, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports it has had under consideration House Bill 1276, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 55, 115, and 126, which have been amended by the House, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that Senate Joint Resolution 3 was lost on second reading and final passage. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 21, 53, 57, 58, 59, 60, 62, 88, 96, 99, 127, 132, 136, and 173, which have passed the House without change. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1050, an act to revise the annual financial reporting requirements of insurance companies. House Bill 1067, an act to allow the voters of a school district to discontinue school board representation areas. House Bill 1090, an act to prohibit the possession of salvia divinorum or salvinorum A and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1101, an act to allow affidavits for change of judge in habeas corpus actions. House Bill 1149, an act to allow a person or entity to offer post-secondary education credit in South Dakota while seeking accreditation from a recognized accrediting agency. House Bill 1166, an act to provide for DNA testing for certain inmates for the purposes of determining whether they may have been wrongfully convicted. House Bill 1167, an act to revise the statute of frauds with respect to the sale of grain, grain sorghums, beans, and oil seeds. House Bill 1255, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the telecommunications gross receipts tax. House Bill 1265, an act to allow sellers to receive attorney fees in actions involving the disclosure statement required for certain real estate transfers. And House Bill 1268, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the maximum number of alcoholic beverage retail licenses that may be held by any person, corporation, or business. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, a concurrent resolution opposing certain practices by corporations in the genetically modified and genetically engineered seed industry.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, committee referral is waived, and SCR 9 will be placed on Monday's calendar.
Oh, here he is. Okay. Senator Gant moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 8.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Gant?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 8 was from earlier in session where we were clarifying the Electrical Commission and what their fees could not exceed, and the department provided the wrong information for one of their fees, and that was corrected on the House side, and I would encourage your support of the concurrence.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Gant's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 8. I remind the body that Senate Bill 8 required a two-thirds vote for passage, so a concurrence motion, which will constitute final action, will also require a two-thirds vote. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Bray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary? Haverly? Heideprim? Howie? Unstead? Unhoff? Gerstead? Klocek? Knudsen? Maher? Merchant? Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff? Nordstrup? Olson? Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Senator Adelstein. Mr. President, there are 26 ayes, 9 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and House amendments to SB 8 are concurred in.
Senator Garnos moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 38.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Senator Garnos.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 38, this was an act to require school districts to keep contiguous boundaries when reorganizing. It's been through the House and Senate, of course. And what was changed was on line 7. This was added over in the House. However, any plan for reorganization approved by the Secretary of Education prior to July 1st, 2009 is exempt from this requirement. That was the only change that took place. So once again, I'd ask for your concurrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the concurrence motion? Seeing none, the question is concurrence and House amendments to Senate Bill 38. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Bray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen? Trebek Ferry? Valley? Senator Adelstein? Senator Adelstein? Senator Gray?
Aye.
Senator Olson? Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 1 nay, 10 excused.
Motion to concur has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. Motion is carried, and House amendments to Senate Bill 38 are concurred in.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 64.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate Bill 64 came through this body as introduced by the Public Utilities Commission. There were some minor changes made in the House that the Commission worked with the home builders on, and I would encourage you to concur.
Further remarks on the motion to concur? Seeing none, the question is Senator Olson's motion that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 64. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek Ferry, Valley, Senator Bradford. Mr. President, there are 25 ayes, 1 nay, 9 excused.
So the motion to concur has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion carries, and the House amendments to Senate Bill 64 are concurred in.
Senator Olson moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 91.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Senate Bill 91 was amended in the House, a minor amendment that clarified the mill levy amount and the trigger date for that. I would also, on this bill, encourage you to concur.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on the motion to concur? Seeing none, the motion is Senator Olson's motion. The Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 91. Those in favor of concurrence say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Darnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek Ferry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 26 ayes, 9 excused.
So the motion to concur has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and House amendments to Senate Bill 91 are concurred in.
Senator Gant moves that the Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 154.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Gant.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 154 was creating an international building code for all of South Dakota with our usual exceptions, and we had quite a debate on the floor regarding manufactured housing, and the House came up with a an amendment that we're going to concur with here, and that resolves those issues, and I would encourage your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to concur? Hearing none, the question is Senator Gant's motion. The Senate do concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 154. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Bray, Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Senator Trebek-Berry, Valley, no. Senator Dempster. Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 2 nays, 9 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and the Senate thus does concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 154.
House Concurrent Resolution 1014, a concurrent resolution urging awareness and support for reading programs in our homes and communities. Senator Thiessen moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1014 as found on page 606 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion. Senator Thiessen.
Mr. President, thank you, and members of the Senate. The resolution supports the importance of reading in our state. It also recognizes the Reading Across America program. Some of you probably, like me, have sat in a classroom and read a book to children to recognize the importance of reading. There's a number of good reasons to support this resolution. First of all, it's the 105th birthday of Dr. Seuss. Secondly, the National Education Association supports this. The South Dakota Education Association supports this. And finally, this project is not paid for with law enforcement training funds. Therefore, I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on HCR 1014? Seeing none, the motion is Senator Thiessen's motion. The Senate do concur in HCR 1014. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebek-Berry, Valley, I got him. Let's see, who didn't I get? Senator Bartling? Senator Valley. Valley? Senator Valley. Mr. President, there are 29 ayes, 6 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the Senate concurs in HCR 1014. Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. As the session finally is winding down, I want to congratulate Senator Teason for passing his first bill.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1015. A concurrent resolution stating South Dakota's policy on animal identification programs. Excuse me. Senator Roden moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1015 as found on page 607 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Roden.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I will state in a nutshell that this resolution states very briefly that the policy of the state of South Dakota is to continue to work with the United States Department of Agriculture and Congress, seeking to ensure that all components of NAICS, that is the National Animal Identification System, remain a voluntary animal identification system. And further, that the policy of South Dakota is that the South Dakota Animal Industry Board shall maintain control of the animal identification systems implemented in South Dakota for animal health purposes, and that no state agency may attempt to mandate NAICS for non-voluntary market systems. The reason we have brought this resolution forward, ladies and gentlemen, we all have been party to the history for the last several years and the confusion and the controversy surrounding legislation that was brought forward to mandate in statute that the animal identification system remain voluntary. Now, I won't get into that because it's been a very confusing issue. I believe that most of the farm organizations and the Department of Ag and the Animal Industry Board, and this is what makes this a shame, I believe that most all of them are in general agreement on NAICS. It's just the confusion on what the putting it in statute, what that encumbers, whether that has some unintended consequences. So we've seen for several years now that coming back every year with another piece of legislation and more controversy. And it pains me because I believe there are a lot of very real and imminent threats to animal agriculture in the state of South Dakota. And we all know how vital agriculture is to the state. So in my hopes is, in bringing forward this resolution, is that we state in resolution our policy so that maybe it would help to calm the waters within the ag groups and in the Department of Ag and the Animal Industry Board to state in general terms what our policy is, that we support a voluntary system and we support keeping that system voluntary. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I would urge your support of HCR 1015. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Klocek.
Well, Mr. President, I too rise in support of HCR 1015. I agree 100% with our good friend, the Senator from Union Center, that this is a needed resolution. And you look at what's happened in Australia and Canada when they went with the other systems. It was a dismal failure. I think that they're right on track, that we do need to show support for the voluntary ID. I ask for the body support as well. Thank you, Mr. President. As I'm members of the body.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question being on Senator Roden's motion that the House concurrent resolution 1015 be adopted. Those in favor of adoption say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson-Tom, Hanson-Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Norstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek-Berry, Valley, Senator Abdullah, Senator Abdullah, Senator Bradford, Senator Bradford, Senator Teason. Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, 11 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion is carried and HCR 1015 is adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1016, a concurrent resolution urging the United States Fish and Wildlife Service and the Western Area Power Administration to avoid overly restrictive wildlife criteria and overly burdensome procedure requirements that create unnecessary delays in the siting of wind energy development projects. Senator Heideprim moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1016 as found on page 608 of the House Journal.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion, Senator Heideprim.
Thank you, Mr. President. In September of 2008, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, WAPA and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service indicated that they were going to employ something called programmatic EIS, or Environmental Impact Statement, in terms of siting for any wind projects in the Upper Great Plains. This resolution simply urges WAPA and U.S. Fish and Wildlife to not use overly restrictive criteria in evaluating the appropriateness of siting for wind projects. Now, an environmental impact statement is something that's going to take into consideration whooping cranes and all the other things that go along with environmental standards, and we can't do anything about that. But this merely signals those authorities, those federal authorities, that we would prefer that they not be overly restrictive in evaluating wind siting projects, recognizing the importance of wind development for the future of not just South Dakota, but the United States. I'd urge your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Valley.
I want to concur with the remarks made by Senator Heideprim. I testified at those hearings in September, and I think it's real important that these folks know that where the legislature stands, and so I would urge your concurrence with this matter. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Hansen, Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President, and ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I realize that probably 98% of what is included in this resolution would be very good. But I caution you, first of all, very few people pay much attention to these resolutions anyway, but I ask, do you really want to vote yes onto an agreement that, or onto a statement that on page 2, lines 3 and 4, indicates numerous benefits. Now remember, there are multiple benefits from wind energy, but included here it says numerous benefits to the development of wind energy is that it would reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Now I have a hard time thinking that as a benefit. Actually, I would consider it more of a negative. Then it goes on to say it will reduce our dependency on coal. Here we're in a state where we would like to see two coal-fired generation plants being built, and I have a difficult time thinking that reducing our dependence on coal is a benefit. So I would ask that you vote no on this.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Senator Klochek? Or you haven't spoken. Excuse me, sir. That was the last.
Question of the good senator from Sioux Falls.
Yes, state your question.
Good senator from Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County's finest. Would you tell me, does this apply to community-based wind as well?
Senator Heideprim, do you wish to respond?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. This applies to any siting criteria for wind projects, regardless of the nature of the project. It could be municipal, it could be large-scale, it could be community.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, good senator from Minnehaha County. May I continue, Mr. President?
Yes, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I rise in support of this resolution. I think it's well-written. And there is no real downside to this resolution. The carbon emissions is all documented on the federal and international level that we need to try to reduce our emissions on that. So I ask you, the body, to please support this resolution. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
Further remarks? Seeing another question before the Senate, is Senator Heineberg's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1016 As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Durstead, Kochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebekberry, Valley, Senator Bradford, Senator Bradford. Mr. President, there are 23 ayes, 2 nays, 10 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and the Senate concurs in HCR 1016. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Judiciary on House Bill 1153 is found on page 637 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on House Bill 1163 is found on page 638 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on House Bill 1176 is found on page 643 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on House Bill 1280 is found on page 646 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1212, an act to revise certain requirements of written contract documents for public improvements. House Bill 1275, an act to authorize electronic bingo devices.
Items on the consent calendar are reported out of committee with no dissenting votes. No debate is allowed on the floor. Only questions for clarification. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question is consent calendar items. Those in favor of the consent calendar say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson Tom, Hanson Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Unstead, Unhoff, Durstead, Kochek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Trebekberry, Valley, Senator Bradford, Senator Bradford. Mr. President, there are 25 ayes, 10 excused.
So the the consent calendar items have received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect and are declared passed. Without objection, the titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1215.
Senator Gray.
President.
Senator Knudsen.
At this point, I would move that we defer the balance of our calendar until Monday.
Moved and seconded to defer the balance of the calendar. I beg your pardon?
Balance of the calendar until Monday?
Yes. The motion is Senator Knudsen's motion that the Senate defer the balance of the calendar until Monday. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Without objection, we'll revert to order of business 5 to receive a late coming or late arriving report. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll so revert.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bill 30 was delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 10:50 a.m. March 6, 2009. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bill 17, 21, 53, 57, 58, 59, 60, 62, 88, 96, 99, 127, 132, 136, and 173, and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Excuse me, Senator Valley, do you want to make an announcement? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate transportation is at 8:30 on Monday morning. Please remember that we have a time change over the weekend, so that would be, if you don't change your watch, that'll be 7:30. And also I want to say I handed something out just so you got a fact sheet in case you get questions this weekend on transportation issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Valley. Further announcements? Senator Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Taxation Committee will meet at 10 o'clock on Monday for the purpose of suggestions of summer study topics. And also, Senate Health will meet at 9 o'clock Monday morning. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Now, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate to now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried.